were talking, I mentioned on the phone that right outside my window, a tractor was going up the street, and it was pulling a manure spreader full. Just that morning, I had read an article by one of our esteemed English faculty who made the assertion that the election of Violeta Chamorro had effectively ruined democracy in Nicaragua. I made the observation that perhaps internally things were going on about the same way they were outdoors. Demonstrates that he has hardly any ego at all. It's called straight shooting. What's wrong with the USA and how to fix it? Don has been president of Boston University since 1970, and he is a risk taker. He's had battles with faculty unions. He's sustained some heat for investments in the endowment in the biotechnology firm. He's taken on the responsibility of trying to run the Chelsea school system and doing it better than the public system had been able to do. The result has been a general upgrading of Boston University intellectually and financially, and he's a man of great vision. And if he's successful in Chelsea, perhaps even he'll be a candidate for canonization. John received his bachelor's degree from Trinity in San Antonio, where he graduated summa cum laude. Both his master's and his doctorate are from Yale. He has been a professor of philosophy, dean of the Arts and Sciences School at the University of Texas in Austin, and since 1970 has been the president of Boston University. In addition, he was a Fulbright Fellow at the University of Bonn in 1959 and a Guggenheim Fellow at King's College at the University of London. To all of these academic credits, he now adds the term politician, but he's a very uncommon politician. He tells it as he sees it and lets the chips fall where they may. I'm sorry, I'm not kidding you. There's something Freudian about that. You should know, by the way, that John has put me in a difficult position. When his book came out, I was so enthusiastic about it that I bought copies of it for all of my trustees, sent it to them, urged them to read it, and most of them did. Now, on my board, I have the chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, and the chairman of the Hawaiian Republican Party. Within weeks, John announced his candidacy for the governorship, but not in the Republican Party. I don't know what that means, but they renewed my contract anyway. John has made some significant advances in his political run for office this spring, but as always, he has been shy and almost demure in his dealings with the media. The Boston Globe reported an unusually heated exchange with one reporter in which John is alleged to have said, "I know as a candidate I'm supposed to kiss your ass, but I haven't learned to do that with equanimity yet." Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to introduce John Silver.